about the soul. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. Right? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. They ask you about the soul. Say, the soul is from the affair of my Lord. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have not been given of knowledge except little. So we don't really know the reality of the soul. But we know that there is a soul which basically it animates the body and it gives the body life. And the second point about this is really that this is one of the arguments or proofs for the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that His creation cannot be mimicked. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in the Quran, أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ
خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ.
Right? Have they partners with Allah who have created with the likes of His creation such that the creation has become confusing to them? Right? The meaning here is, I'll give you an example. If you look at the way that these people are trying to use, for example, let's say artificial intelligence, robotics, and you know, they're trying to use all of these disciplines together to try and create like a human looking or appearing robot. Right. Does this equal what Allah has created? What's missing in these things? You can clearly see what's missing. Right? The soul. You know, the soul. Right? You can see that it's not real and not, it's just machinery, electrics, it's, you know, pre-programmed. It's the knowledge and intelligence of other people which is programmed into the electronics, and it has to have a battery. And but you can see that, like, they're trying to compete with Allah's creation, but there's no comparison. There's absolutely no comparison, right? And you can see what they are missing is they are missing the soul, which is what animates a being, what animates a body, right? And so they cannot create a soul. They cannot create, you know, they can't create a soul. And so their ability or their attempt to try and mimic the creation of Allah, they will never succeed, right? You can see that they're trying to mimic all sorts of things, like maybe a small fly or maybe, you know, robots of various types, but they cannot animate and give life to a thing in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, He puts a soul into a fetus after 120 days, and the fetus becomes animated and it develops into like actual life. It has a conscience, it has a fitrah, it has, you know, an instinct, right? Whereas what they are creating, you can see that it's like, it's, you know, it's not really real. It's like trying to mimic and trying to copy Allah's creation, but it's not really the same thing. And that's because they cannot breathe a soul into electronics, nor can you take a soul out there because it's not there to begin with. Right? So they will never ever be able to resemble or to mimic or to reproduce what Allah has created. And this is an argument for the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? One of the arguments that if you believe that there's no creator, then create what you see then. Create even a fly, right? Create a fly that can reproduce. I mean, how are they going to make robots reproduce on their own? You can't. So you can't resemble and mimic and reproduce the creation of Allah. So if you are unable to do so, and you've used all your knowledge, expertise, knowledge of so many disciplines, knowledge of so many sciences, the brains of like thousands of you know, educated people, and you still cannot reproduce what Allah has created, right? Then know that there is, you know, behind this creation, there is one who knows, one who wills, one who has wisdom, one who has power. This is, you know, you cannot deny this. This is true and real. So this is one of the ways, one of the many ways in the Quran for the proof that there is a creator and a Lord. Right? So that's point number two. The soul they cannot create a soul with which to animate things and to give them life. Right? Like how Allah Azawajal does. The third point is about the soul, is that this is also from the unseen, that the soul also has a connection to the unseen. For example, when we sleep at night, we know the soul leaves the body, we enter into the realm of dreams, and in the realm of dreams, you know, things happen, and you have certain experiences, and this, as the scholars like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned in his book Kitab al-Ruh and others, that there is some truth, that there's truth and reality to this, that the soul does leave partially the body when it's asleep, and it enters into a realm, and within that realm, you have meaning dreams, and you have interactions, and within that realm, there is truthfulness in that, although we are not able to understand it, right? Because we don't know the unseen, we haven't experienced the unseen, right? So this issue of the soul and sleep is one of the windows and doorways into that, although we don't have all of the full knowledge of all of the realities of that, is still largely from the unseen. Anyhow, those are just a few points to do with the issue of the soul at the point of death. And so the Shaykh goes on to say that the point being from this hadith is that a person, when he's